People in communities near the West Seattle Bridge are welcoming the city's decision to repair rather than replace it. KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The Duwamish River Valley is already impacted by pollution from jets headed to SeaTac Airport and freight headed to the Port of Seattle. Public health researchers have documented higher rates of asthma and heart disease and shorter life expectancies there. Paulina Lopez represents the Duwamish Valley and South Park as co-chair of the community task force that's advising Seattle on the bridge replacement. She says the bridge closure has the biggest impact on her community.
The 100,000 vehicles that would be diverted to our local streets brings, of course, this concern of having additional air pollution into a community that already has very high air pollution rates.
So she says it's a big relief that a repaired bridge will open in just 2 years.
You know, like the thought of the impact coming for the next 6 years was very scary.
That's how long it could have taken to build a new bridge. Lopez says the task force will work to keep city and port officials accountable and secure mitigation measures such as noise barriers and investments in the community. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.